The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look here.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube if you want for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
It is the Tobin and Leroy show.
I am enjoying, well, let me be honest.
Yep.
I don't know what the hell I'm enjoying. I will show you guys.
Yes. Currently for the radio audience, Leroy is showing us Japanese snacks that he got from his son's most recent trip to Japan, correct?
Yep.
About how long was he there? You said he enjoyed it very much.
Oh, yeah, he said he loved it. He said everything is very inexpensive.
Love that.
Like the shirt he got me.
Yeah.
Is so soft.
Oh. No, I've seen some things.
He had Wagyu steak.
Oh, yeah. Known for their meat.
$20.
Ooh.
He said the town is right next to where they were. Very cheap. He said all the food is made better. He said McDonald's is better.
Is he, are you allowed to reveal why he was there? Like, I don't even know.
No, he was just there.
Just having fun, vacationing.
With his friends. They decided, friends. Hey, let's go to Japan.
That's fire. Usually my friends,
let's go to Disney.
No, we're like, let's do Vegas, you know?
Yeah, but that's what you do when you live at home.
No one thinks.
You can go to Japan.
Go to Japan, I guess you're right.
He said, yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
He said they were all looking at him like they were ballers because they were tall and they weren't.
I think there's another reason as well. It may have looked a little bit different.
Wasn't intangible.
Correct. Right. So they're so, like, oh, this
and
guy.
He had dreads.
For
so,
sure.
You
tall.
Know,
you know, he fit the description of whatever they appear to be a baller.
He said he go to the clubs. They play same music you hear here.
Yeah, love that.
He said, but as far as like, he said, it's clean. He said,
so
you'll be walking down the street during the day and they cleaning the streets.
No, yeah, I've definitely heard that they've even removed garbage cans from public areas.
Right.
Because like, they don't even want you to like, even think about littering.
He said, they had a McDonald's over there.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Nice.
He said, none of the food is as processed as it is here. And so, he said he had a good time. Brought me back some snacks. And I, like I said, don't know what these snacks are, but they're delicious.
So are they like nuts or like?
It's like some kind of chocolate surrounded by like multiple balls, like what you get in a Whopper. Then a peanut is in the middle. Mm. So it's a multi-layer snack.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I also know that they have like a good candy over there as well. So yep. My thing is, at first, I was like, I'm not really interested because I thought they were like seafood dominant. But I've heard they have great steak, and I've heard they actually bake really well.
Right. So. All the cooking is done like fresh.
Yeah.
Like he said, nothing's processed. It's all fresh. Yeah. And then he said,
he's going to move to Japan, bro.
The anime is real. What? Everybody lives by it.
Oh,
everybody.
Yeah. Which I'm not really a fan of, if I'm being honest. I'm not, like, I'm not an anime guy. And I also
I'm not
don't.
Like a grown-ass person dressing up like cartoons.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, you know what we're talking about here. And usually, if I'm being honest, if you're into anime, you're usually not into sports. I know that you can show me examples of some. I know there's a running back, currently plays for the Saints, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He used to play for the Lions. His name escapes me. But I know there's certain, like, Israel Adesanya as well. I know he's a big anime guy. Sure, you're going to find those guys.
You going to tell him he's soft?
No, not at all. No, not at all. I mean, definitely not. I'll tell you, there's one in whatever I'm sure you can find. But for the most part, it's like you're either or. You know, it's Saturday morning, you were either looking forward to college football or looking forward to, you know, Yu Yu Hakusho. I can't with
you. Did you watch that game last night?
Did I? Leroy, I had a
five-legger.
Hmm.
Guess who failed me?
Zay Flowers.
Zay
Flowers. You know what? I knew it.
Because the guy who had 100-plus yards.
Yeah.
He damn near didn't have 100 yards in his career.
Yeah. No, there was some crazy occurrences during yesterday's game.
Let me tell you, that game started off slow.
Yeah, which was not good for my parlay.
Second half, it picked up.
Yeah, it did.
With 2 minutes left, it was 28-21. I mean, 28-28. And the Ravens were inside like the five. So I'm like, 2 minute warning, this is over.
Yeah.
I get up this morning, the final score was 35-34. I'm like, what happened in those 2 minutes?
You did it yourself. So you didn't even finish watching it.
Went for two?
Oh, man, what a game. Yeah. So first, you know, things got a little crazy to me when Justin Tucker misses an extra point. That's an 85-yard touchdown. It's like, all right, we got a game now. He misses the extra point, and it's like, okay. Obviously,
this is gonna cost them. But
for sure.
They got the 2 points back.
They did. They ended up getting it back. They tied at 28, and it seems like, all right, you know, this is good football for the most part. But the way that both of these quarterbacks perform, and, I mean, Ja'Marr Chase. First of all, the Ravens go, they do what they do. They rely on Derrick Henry and a good offensive scheme, whatever. They score, and they do their best at milking the clock. Cincinnati comes down, and Ja'Marr Chase had one of the most unbelievable games I've ever seen in my life, to be honest. Like,
really?
And every time Joe Burrow would step up out of the pocket, it kind of seemed like he would scramble, but he would always somehow on the run find Ja'Marr Chase. I think Ja'Marr Chase ended with, like, 3 touchdowns and trying to see if they had it on TV. Like
264, I think.
And
he had like 30 yards after the first quarter and a half.
It really was an amazing performance. And I know Tua's good. Tua is very good. But damn, sometimes I look at these other quarterbacks and I'm just like, damn.
Well, and let's look at it this way, though. Joe Burrow had an excellent second year. They haven't won since. They haven't been close to winning.
No,
and
no.
So while we sit here and we can say, oh, I'd rather have Joe Burrow, I'd rather have this, I'd rather have that.
Oh, no, you know, I didn't say that.
No. But let me explain. Different quarterbacks flourish in different situations, right? I don't know if Joe Burrow could flourish in a time, quick read, stuff like that, because he scrambles a lot.
Yeah, he moves a lot.
Conversely, I don't know if Tua could sit back there and pat the ball all day.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And so sometimes you find a perfect situation for your skill set, but we want to make one better than the other. And yeah. I think that's a difficult thing to do when you have these coaches who are designing offenses around your skill set. This is not like for people to think that anybody can play quarterback in some of these offenses is just not true.
Yeah.
And the coaches have designed an offense with plays and reads for the quarterback to be able to flourish in that offense. So, yeah, like, I mean, think about this. When Lamar scrambles, he doesn't throw it as much. Right?
Yeah, no,
he sometimes eats it because he don't want to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Whereas you're looking at somebody like Joe Burrow, he has the whole opposite mentality. So correct. That plays a lot into it too. So, like, yeah, I get it. Everybody says, you know, this guy's better than this guy's better. Like, if I took Joe Burrow and put him in Lamar's system, like, no, it wouldn't work. And I'm sure these coaches are smart enough to adjust, but we're looking at quarterbacks throughout the league that are playing in situations where they flourish. And it's hard to determine who's better at the other guy's skill set.
Yeah. I mean, and you look no further than Deshaun Watson. In Houston's system, looked great. In Cleveland, you know, I know there's been some injuries, some pause of football, but he doesn't look like even...
It's just, well, and I would say this. There's one more added piece to the Deshaun Watson thing that we're going to look at in hindsight. Look at the receivers he had.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Look at the receivers he had.
It's enough, though. I mean, he also had an excellent running game and an excellent defense.
Yeah. No. I'm not. Listen, I think part of the issue that Deshaun Watson had was he couldn't get away like he used to.
Yeah.
So all those, you know, buying time and making plays ended up being sacks. And he wasn't very good at timing routes. Which, as you get older, you got to be, you know, better at that because you don't have the ability to escape as well as you did before. And so what ended up happening is all those timing routes down the field. And like I said, I watched some film on him, and there's guys running wide open down the field. But he wasn't even looking. So mentally he got messed up. You know, and then you bring, you know, Jameis Winston in the first game. He lighting them up, throwing the ball down the field. And then last week he went back to dink and dunk. So, yeah, man, it's a hard position to play. I think I hate when people think we can just go get one anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? There's a lot of great college quarterbacks. There's a lot of Heisman Trophy quarterbacks who didn't play a lick in the NFL. And so for us to just be looking at college players and say, we want that guy. We need that guy. Let's tank for him. Well, that don't always work out.
These are your headlines that are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. A Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Yesterday, like we had been mentioning, Great, great showdown. It came down to the end, Leroy. The Bengals got one late and decided they didn't want to gamble on Lamar Jackson getting the ball and driving down. They wanted to go for the win. They went for two, ended up not making it. They lost 35-34. Leroy, do you think that was a right call, or do you think they should have went for the tie?
Rule of thumb.
Yeah.
This is a standard rule. Mm-hmm. It doesn't necessarily mean that coaches use it, but here's the thought process. On the road, you go for two. At home, you play overtime. Simple as that.
All right. He was on the road, so it makes sense. They went forward. Right. On that final play, there was a missed holding, defensive holding on Mike Gesicki, and there was a missed roughing the passer call, potential face mask, on Joe Burrow, you know, when he got thrown to the ground there. Is that something that, you know, you wish was reviewable, or is it just one of those moments that's kind of like, that's football?
Last play in the game, you don't have a hard time getting those players back on the field. Hmm. It's just, look, as much as we watch sports and get mad at guys who make mistakes.
Yeah.
It is human.
For sure.
And
so do you wish it was reviewable?
You can't review penalties. They either call
or lack of penalties being called.
Yeah. You can't, because guess what?
Happens every play.
Well, it happens a lot. What about, you remember the Vikings and the Saints when the guy just took the guy out and nobody said nothing. Hmm. You know, it happens. It happens. Yeah. Like, I wish there was a way for officials to be better, especially in those moments.
Yeah.
Like, because here's what I get annoyed by.
Do you add an extra official? Do you, like,
no.
Is there like
no,
a guy on the
still
sideline?
Only looking. The guy who was looking in that area should have been paying attention.
Maybe we add another official.
Here's what upsets me.
Yeah.
And this upsets me to know it. Who is the guy they protect the most on the football field?
Quarterback.
So, if there's a face mask on a quarterback, who's not looking at the quarterback?
That's the thing. That's essentially
you see what I'm saying?
That's what they're saying.
So that is what I have a bigger problem with.
Yeah.
Because you've called so many ticky-tack fouls on quarterbacks throughout
for sure.
the league, and now you have a valid one and you don't call it.
Yeah.
The holding thing, a lot of times in those moments.
He also flopped a little bit, if I'm being honest.
They let you play. Here's why.
It was a holding, but he kind of.
Here's why a lot of sometimes they let you play.
Yeah.
Because you know what's coming?
What?
That damn pick play.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's the hardest play in the world to call. Yeah. And so from that standpoint, they sometimes let the guy get up on him a little bit more so he don't get picked.
Right, that makes sense. Last thing I was going to mention in regards to observation from last night's game, Lamar Jackson finished with a rating of 141.4, four touchdowns, no picks, 290 yards passing, bringing his regular season total to 24 touchdowns, two interceptions, and a rating of 123.2, and he's already thrown for about 2,700 yards. I say all that to say, is this another MVP season for Lamar Jackson? Like, is this going to happen
because
again?
Here's what makes it. Every year that he's won the MVP, it's looked different.
Yeah, true.
And that's what's crazy. So if he mess around and throw for 4,500 yards.
Yeah.
But only has, like, 400 or 500 yards rushing.
Which he already.
You see what I'm saying?
He actually already has more than that this season.
Well, how many did he have?
I think going into yesterday's game, he had 500. Let me tell you his rushing right now. Yesterday, he had 7 attempts for 33 yards, which is more attempts than he's usually been getting, especially since having Derrick Henry. Why can't I find his rushing yards? So. Damn you, ESPN. Okay, as of right now, he has 538 yards. There you go. 538
so,
yards, two touchdowns.
So think about this. We're about halfway through the season.
Yeah.
What if he throws for 4,500 yards and has 1,000 yards rushing?
That's crazy. You think he actually still has enough time to? Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Then I mean, then that's undeniable. That's another MVP right there.
Another MVP.
And, that'd be better than the numbers that he had last year.
That'd be better than any numbers that he had when he won the MVP.
The most yards he's ever thrown for is 3,600. And essentially, he's already 1,000 away from that.
Right.
And now he has a solid running game.
Here's why he might not win it. Because if he doesn't win, right?
Yeah.
People are going to downgrade it. But here's what I would also say.
A primetime victory last night and a couple crazy plays.
Here's what I would also say.
Yeah.
Who else is in the hunt?
Jaden Daniels, I'd say, is in the hunt. You know, I know he's a rookie, but he's still.
Saquon Barkley?
I like Saquon's story, but I don't think, like, if you take Saquon out, they probably win three less games. You take Jaden Daniels out, I don't know if they win
the
game.
They're the Commanders.
Exactly. You take Lamar Jackson out, I mean, they don't even have Tyler Huntley. I don't even know who their backup is. I hope their backup situation is good because,
yeah,
you know, been there. But
here's the deal. You can only spend so much money. So when everybody says, oh, we gonna get a solid backup costs money. If you need other things on your team, then you might go cheapo on a position that you hope never plays.
Yeah, with that being said, they have a suspect secondary. So that's where they went cheap because Joe Burrow had 400 yards yesterday.
Without trying.
Yeah, that was and one of his main receivers was out. You know, Jamar Chase had damn near 300 of those yards, but
well, at what point do you say, hey, let me holler at you for a minute. Jamar Chase has 200.
Yeah.
Y'all want to do something about that? Or y'all just want to let him just keep running?
So that's even I heard it on the play-by-play. They're like, is this guy, are they going to double? You know, double teams exist, right? You understand double
but
teams?
But here's what I would tell you.
Yeah.
And I mean this. The dumbest thing to do is double team one player. You know why?
Why?
Here's what I was taught. When you run a route, if you're getting doubled, run the route off of one guy. Because what are they going to stack on top of each other? So it's a wasted player.
Yeah, no, it totally is. But like, you got
like you haven't noticed when there's a double team, it's two guys chasing.
Yeah,
it's not like you covering. So I get it. It sounds great, but in actuality, the receiver is just running the route off one guy. He ain't even worried about the – because what y'all going to do, stack on top of each other?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. But I got to make a statement or something. Like, please. I was like, literally, like, are they doing nothing? Is no, they just decided – I mean, it worked. They won, but jeez. Hey,
sometimes the guy you're playing against is just really good.
Just really good. Just
right? Really good, and like, you know, like when LT first started in the league, right?
Yeah.
He was considered a linebacker.
Yep.
So he got 2 or 3 years where he was getting blocked by a back. That's free money. So yeah, then they started blocking him with tackles, but then he was faster than them. Then the thing that was invented that slowed all that quick pass rush down is the old chip.
Mm.
Getting that little rib cage, right, with a little flipper. But it still didn't stop him. He Hall of Famer. So yeah. I remember we played Reggie White one time.
Ooh.
I was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Here was my rule.
He was strong.
Yes.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What my rule was for the whole game.
Yeah.
The whole game, here's what I did. I lined up behind a quarterback, looked to see which side Reggie White was on, went in motion, and chipped before I did any pass pro, before I did any route. That's it. For a whole game,
entire game.
Was my responsibility. The entire game,
was he
no
mad at you?
What,
was he like, damn it, Leroy, leave me alone kind of thing? Or was it just like, he was part of his job?
Damn it, he ain't cuss.
Yeah, that's right. He was very holy man.
He was very, like, holy man.
Man.
But that's some, and then you have some guys that, now, if you get them right the first time,
yeah.
If you get them, like, just an elbow to the little ribs or whatever, and it's hurting, then guess what?
Yeah.
Then he gonna look at you. And so when you go out there, he kind of steps at you to hit you. Now you've given your tackle more room. So you only got to get him once.
Yeah.
It's human nature.
For sure. You're gonna want to protect those ribs after a good hit.
Right, exactly. So it like, but yeah, that was the deal. So you like, everybody has a game plan, and the game plan sounds great. Huh. Except if you have that dude on the other side. They used to double team Randy all the time. Yeah. Well, here's the problem. How you gonna double him on a go route and he faster than both of y'all? Y'all can't combine speed.
He's faster, he's taller, and he jumps higher.
Right.
What are you gonna do?
Well, now you wasted a defender.
Yeah. Well, we got more coverage when we come back. Football Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Tobin is out. We will be back in action on Monday for Veterans Day, but we got a full weekend of football, basketball, and I believe some Inter-Miami soccer as well. Probably some Panthers hockey we put in a parlay yesterday that didn't go well. Don't know what I was thinking. Why did I think we would have a shutout? But 6-2, still solid win for the Panthers. We got more of that as well. Stay tuned right here to 560. You can catch us on YouTube and Twitch. This is Tobin and Leroy. Philosophy, Hakuna Matata. I know what you're thinking.
What's up?
Did I just come back with Hakuna Matata?
Why? When he was a young warthog.
Yeah, I did. Totally did. That's the type of vibes we're bringing in on a Friday. The last time you seen Lion King?
Never.
Never?
No.
Leroy. Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, you were a full-grown-ass adult by the time Lion King came out. Why would you? Yeah. That's the same thing.
Now,
I've
now,
never seen
keep in mind,
Frozen. Or...
Frozen. Yeah, I've seen all those. Because I got a daughter.
Frozen or like Moana. I haven't seen any of them.
No.
I haven't seen any of them. Not on my list of things to do. You know what is on my list of things to do?
What's that?
Football this weekend, dude. Football this weekend, indeed. I'm going to say.
We're going to talk through some Chili Peppers.
So on today's show, we're going to put together a Miami Dolphins parlay.
I'm gonna listen. Let me get mine ready.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we got two different things.
You have Prize Picks.
I have Prize Picks.
I'm putting it together on the Hard Rock app. Last time I attempted to do this, I did it with Spirit Leroy, J Fig, and it was great. It really was great. Really, the person that sold us out was Bam Adebayo, because
I told you. Wait.
Correct. You did. You did. He totally.
I said
did.
He's messing with that beast.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry. What? What are we talking about here?
Big boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, leave him alone. Leave him alone, because he's going to be asked to do a whole lot on the defensive end.
Yeah, exactly. And you were 100% correct on that one. And I wish that I had taken your advice. So now I have an opportunity to talk through this with actual Leroy and get a good... Because, you know, yesterday, your boy came up. I'm not going to lie to you. Your boy came up. Let's see.
Of course, you send us your play-by-play.
You know, I got to let you know, yesterday, this one was an 8-leg parlay. You see all the green. And then another one was a 7-leg parlay. I'm at this point going to change my name to the Parlay Poppy because four in the last week, I kind of feel like I can become a sports gambler on the side and potentially make a living. But I say all that, and by next week, I'll probably be down another $100. But we'll put that together today for sure. I also have to find out what games this weekend tickle your fancy, Leroy.
Yeah, I got a lot of action this week. I got action I don't want.
Oh, what do you mean?
So, I have a friend of mine. I golf with him.
Yeah.
Known him for a few years now.
All right.
He went to Indiana.
Gross.
Finally, they're good.
Okay.
I got to deal with that. But I will say this. To be fair to him,
yeah,
I called to give him an opportunity to talk some trash. He wasn't having it.
Why? Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe he just don't, you know.
Okay, so he just didn't want to talk trash.
I don't know if he's going to talk trash. I think he's just going to keep it status quo and not, you know what I mean?
That's respectable. Right. Well, I appreciate that. Right. I thought he was potentially actually waiting for the game before he said anything, you know?
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I know he talks trash when we golf.
Okay.
He thinks he's a funny guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he's a competitor, right? So, you know, when you compete and you get a little irritated when things ain't going your way, not because of what the other person did, but because of what you do. Especially in golf, because you can't hit the other guy's ball. So I know he has it in him. But here's the conclusion I've come to.
Yeah.
It's Indiana. You can't be standing on your high horse at no point in time because you're Indiana.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? That's fair. It's like FIU was so impressed. We beat Miami. They ain't win another damn game all year. So I think he's a little nervous, but I will say this. They got a good team. This is not like the Indiana teams of old. They do have a really good team. And I have 7 quarterbacks and can't nobody throw a damn pass.
Nope. Which is crazy. Like
The more or less for the Michigan quarterback 2 weeks ago was 102 yards. Say that out loud. Army quarterback had a more or less higher than the Michigan quarterback.
Huh. Well.
That don't even sound right.
No, not at all. Although, isn't Army like undefeated still? Or?
Yeah. Navy lost to Notre Dame. But here's how Notre Dame gets ranked. They play all the armed forces.
Yeah. I mean, everyone hates Notre Dame for real. So.
Right. Join a conference.
Get out of here. When we come back, we're going to find out what tickles Leroy's fancy.
Can I ask a cool question?
Yeah.
So last night for the game.
Yep.
I may or may not have gotten some wings from my favorite place.
Oh, okay.
And I got them, and I sat down for the game, and I only had a couple.
Hmm.
What time of day can I get at them things?
What? Oh, before? No, this is totally acceptable. Double digits? What's your double digits? They stopped serving breakfast at McDonald's right now. It's done. You can't get breakfast if
you was it? Okay. So that's how it works.
That's how it
when
works.
When breakfast ends at the restaurant, then you can get your leftover chicken wings.
Yeah, absolutely. But But there is certain rules. Like, you can't have fettuccine Alfredo right now. You can't do that.
Hey, only Crowder eats that as a snack.
Exactly. You can't have something like
but
that.
But I don't even eat that anyway.
You're missing out.
I don't eat fettuccine Alfredo. I don't really like spaghetti.
Another horrible food take from you, Leroy. You're actually a barbarian. Now that I think about it,
I don't like spaghetti and pasta and all that because how it sits on your stomach.
Fettuccine
sits on your stomach like, wow.
You're an intelligent man, Leroy. I mean, no disrespect when I say this. You're a meathead. Like, you want a chicken on the bone. You want meat all the time, steak, ribs. But you're like, I don't like rice. I don't like pasta.
I'm 12.
I don't like pizza.
Nothing says I'm 12 like chicken tenders and tots.
Okay. You went to a place, Herbs and Rye had tots. Didn't they have like sweet potato tots or something like that?
I don't eat sweet potato fries or tots. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Intangibles. Have ruined the sweet potato. Okay? It's supposed to be in pie or yams. That's it.
Yeah.
Save your sweet potatoes for the holidays so you can make them sweet potato pies and them candy yams and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now they using them during the regular season. That's postseason. That's a postseason food right there.
That's a November plus food right there. I'm not sure what that is.
Sweet potato fries. Because here, if you have fries, you put a little salt on them, ketchup, delicious, right? You can dip them whatever you want to. Man. Sometimes I dip my waffle fries, which are delicious.
Yeah.
I dip my waffle fries in the Chick-fil-A sauce. Delicious.
Yep. For sure.
Right? But when people get sweet potato fries, you got to put cinnamon and this on it. They basically made it a dessert.
The marshmallow fluff.
You put on it.
Yeah, I've seen that
before. Marshmallow. Come on.
Well, okay. You're 100% right. I would never order sweet potato fries for myself, but it is how I am tricking my child into eating vegetables. I am giving him sweet potato fries, but I give him, he likes it with like mustard. I think you're supposed to have it with mustard. Maybe that's it. You know, normal fries get ketchup, sweet potato fries get mustard. Better than the marshmallow fluff.
He won't eat it without mustard.
He's a saucy boy. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'll give him normal stuff, and he'll be like, nah, I don't want that. And then I put ketchup on it, and he's like, I'll give it a shot. You know, it's honestly been a revelation. We were giving him just, like, normal, like, pancake bites because my wife was like, no, we don't want to give him sugar. It's too much sugar. When she's not looking, I sneak him, like, I put a little bit of syrup on that thing. He devours it, man. Come on now. He needs a little bit of flavor, girl, you know? But anyway, I know what tickles his fancy. We'll find out what tickles Leroy's fancy when we come back. Time to tickle Leroy's fancy.
One of those wings got a little heat to it.
Oh, what flavor did you get?
Well, one's barbecue.
Yep.
And one's they have this flavor called Key West.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so what's the name? Okay, I'm not sure if you're keeping your chicken wing place a secret, but
Wings Plus.
Wings Plus.
There's not one by you. There's one on Atlantic.
Yeah.
In Coral Springs, and there's one by me.
All right. Well.
I did get into it though. With the guy.
Why?
Because I called. They told me to come in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I came in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He goes, sorry, we had a little problem in the back. I said, that's not my problem. I don't care.
Yeah.
I said, I order ahead so I don't have to come and sit in here and wait for my food. And I said, the other thing is, why do y'all collect my number?
Yeah, for sure.
So you don't ditch on the food. I say, well, use that same number to call and say it's going to be a little bit later.
Hmm. That's a good point. That's a good point. Maybe they
is that not good customer service?
That is good customer service, but they're probably just like super busy and they can't get to the phone.
No, I was the only person in there when I walked in.
So what the hell happened then?
No, that wasn't the case.
Yeah. So then,
that's what I'm saying. Like whatever excuse you come up with,
yeah,
it still doesn't, like, I say that's why this place is empty.
Oof.
I mean, it is.
Yeah. Well, I guess it won't be your favorite spot for long.
But no, guess what I told him?
What?
I said, first of all, you got the most expensive wings in the area.
Ooh.
So if you're going to sell the most expensive wings in the area,
yep,
you better make damn sure that your customer service makes up for the fact that you do have good wings, but you charge more. I said, if I got to deal with these headaches, I'll get cheaper wings that may not be as good, but I don't have to deal with the headache. That's life.
Hmm. Well, Leroy.
What's up?
Let's start with tomorrow. Bright and early, a sleepy, sleepy nooner.
Yeah.
Miami Hurricanes play against Georgia Tech tomorrow at noon. Opportunity to right their wrongs. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, okay. So you're going to be done with golf by that time, I'm assuming.
I'm done with golf at like 10:30, 11, dude.
Jesus.
I tee off at crack a lack.
Tickled.
I'm sorry, what time is that?
Crack a lack.
Crack a lack. Heard.
Crack a dawn.
Okay, perfect.
Crack a lack.
What time should
we
be?
We tee it off at crack a lack.
Crack a lack. So do you guys actually look up what time the sun rises and like that changes?
No, we know from playing, like, we know.
Okay.
We know when it, like, normally. We tee off at 7.
Yeah.
But when the time changes, we got to tee off at like 6:45. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck behind guys. And the thing is, the reason why we tee off so early, we have guys who go to the games, to the Canes games and the Dolphins games.
Yeah.
So we play in like 3.5 hours, and then they get out.
And then you guys get a crack-a-lacking?
Crack-a-lacking.
Great. Love that. A Twitcher D-Sizzle, very mean, says, I forgot Heat and Nuggets tonight. And they are correct. Tonight.
What is the key? What's the key word?
Tonight.
How late?
Because you know when they go. 9 p.m. Not too bad.
Oh, no. You know what? I might give you a half. But that's, I am interested, okay, because you know what?
Yes.
My fancy, I want to see.
Here's another one.
Yes.
You can leave Bam alone with this one, too.
This is why. I definitely will.
This is why.
Because he's going to get dominated.
Joker. No, he's going to be on Joker.
Same thing. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Yeah.
He does pretty well against Joker.
I mean.
But here's.
No one does well against Joker.
I mean, yeah, but he's still.
So he only averages a double-double this time, not a triple-double. That's what happens.
And I want to see if Kalel gets some more playing time.
That would be nice.
Because now you got two levels.
Yeah.
You know, you not only have Bam in his face, but then when you get to the rim, you got a rim protector.
Fair. Also tomorrow, you get done with the Canes game, have some time to watch Michigan at whatever time that is.
3. All right. Like, I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I love Michigan and I'm a fan.
Yep.
I don't recognize that team.
Fair.
It's so hard to watch because all the things that I thought were going to happen. So, for example, I thought Edwards was going to be a baller, right? Because he was there with the guy last year.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people did. He was damn near on the cover of the college football game by himself.
Right. And he has been doo-doo. I don't know why. Corum. Yeah, there it is, Corum. So he was like, I thought that 1-2 punch, then you get the one punch,
yep,
and you become the guy. That's usually how it works in college, right?
Yeah.
Then sure. You become the guy. I've never seen this.
Yeah. I mean, it is unexpected. Definitely not the best season for Michigan. So don't even bother watching that. What you can do is tune in to pretty big game tomorrow.
It's a big SEC game. Big SEC games tomorrow.
We don't need an SEC game. We need a playoff Inter-Miami game
against
Atlanta United. Heading into
winner take all.
Inter-Miami versus Atlanta United tomorrow at 8 p.m. Does that tickle your fancy?
It does. It does.
My fancy is tickled.
Here's what sucks.
Yeah.
I use the Winky Link.
Okay.
And I don't need it. I got Apple TV.
Well, there you go. Perfect. So we'll watch it at your house then. Moving on, you mentioned there's a lot of college football matchups, but for the sake of time, let's get into NFL Sunday slate. Very quickly, I'll tell you the best games. You tell me if any one of them does anything for you this week. Ready for that?
Okay. Yep. Run through.
The 1 o'clock schedule for Week 10. Let's start off with an actual decent – I mean, sorry, the 9:30 schedule on Sunday.
In the morning.
That's going to be Giants versus Panthers. You don't want to watch that, Leroy? This is the return of Bryce Young to prominence amongst
– there ain't enough chili peppers in the world.
All right, an actual decent game, Broncos versus Chiefs at the 1 p.m. slot. Tickle your fancy?
No.
No.
Fancy not tickled.
You think they got that one locked up in Kansas City?
I don't know. This seems like a game that the Broncos have a chance of winning.
Yeah.
But I'm just not interested in the Broncos.
All right, well.
And it's not like Kansas City has had a whole bunch of barn burners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've won some tickle fights. So they keep winning.
Yep.
It could be an ugly game, right? But no, I'm not interested. There's a lot more games.
Best game of the 1 p.m. slot, Steelers at 6-2 versus Commanders at 7-2. Does that do anything for you?
Oh, yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
I want to see how they try to contain McDaniels. Or Daniels.
Yeah. No other good games really in the 4 o'clock slot other than if you care for an NFC East matchup between the Cowboys and Eagles. But at 8:20.
I want to see the Cowboys get bludgeoned.
I think that's an every week occurrence for us, though. Sunday night, you got the Lions at 7-1 versus the Texans at 6-3. Does that tickle your fancy?
The who now? The Texans?
Texans versus the Lions.
Yeah, I like watching the Lions. They're fun.
Yeah, they are fun too.
My fancy is tickled.
And of course, finally, Monday night.
Yep.
Dolphins, Rams, of course.
Dolphins, Rams.
My fancy is tickled.
We're going to get into our Tua and talk more about that. We're going to hear from Mike McDaniel, so make sure your schedules are clear. We're going to hear from Tua and discuss all the ways the Miami Dolphins can get it done this weekend. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.